Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Delightful Life of a Suicide Pilot by Colin Cotterill, narrated by Clive Chafer. Chapter 1. Everybody has a story to tell. There was a myth, not a ghostly urban legend that might cause little children to wet their beds, but a disturbing notion nevertheless. It was likely begat from the mischievous storytelling of a doctor not unlike Silipai Boon, the ex-national coroner of the People's Democratic Republic of Laos, who was known to smudge the lines between fact and fiction. The myth went something like this. After you're dead, your hair and nails will mysteriously continue to grow. Any qualified physician would snigger at such a thought. But no matter how unlikely the possibility, there were those who swore to have witnessed such a phenomenon. And all those doubting so-called experts needed to do was to take the key from beneath the welcome mat at the Mahasot Hospital morgue in Vientiane, let themselves into the cutting room, and slide out the only occupied freezer tray. And once they pulled back the sheet, they would see for themselves. Comrade Teng still sported a fine head of hair that was just a little too long to be called respectable. His nostril hair, on the other hand, had sprouted remarkably since his arrival on the slab. It was currently a good 6 centimetres long. Mr. Gung, the lab assistant, had already combed it into a neat moustache, and was certain that before too long there would be enough for a goatee.